There you go. Hey, Miss Catherine, how you feeling?
This is actually Jennifer and Kathy together as one.
Hey, Miss Jennifer, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad that you actually called because I need to explain a couple of things to you.
I had to go to a job interview. I got another job as well as this one, and I came back today, and it sounds like it was a real shit show.
So basically, she completed the assessment. You know that the first assessment, she didn't pass. Because she wasn't prepped for the questions like I prepped her. So now we submitted it again, and she did great. Unfortunately, they have what's called now this memory thing, where they give them a set of numbers.
And she didn't pass it, yeah.
And if she don't pass that, then that determines somehow to the state that there's an issue with memory retention, and that can often, they can either, I don't know, because the assessment hasn't been put up in the system yet, so I don't know what she scored. I don't know if they found her eligible. Based on what she told me, she got a little frustrated and just kept hanging up the phone, and I kept trying to explain to her, listen, I'm on your side.
I should have been here. In all intents and purposes, I was going to be here when the guy came. But like I said, I have to have another job as well.
You need a job. Yeah,
so
I don't blame you.
Yeah, last minute I had to go do that, or I wasn't going to get this really good job. So I don't know.
So let me tell you, I cannot look in the system to see even if she's been approved. So at this point, all we know is that the assessor went in there. They did the assessment. According to her, she says she passed. She passed, but we don't know what she passed for. Did she pass for the in-home program where the agency selects the aide, or did she get approved for the CDS program where she can hire you to be her attendant? We don't know which of the two.
What she was saying is she could not pick her own at this point.
So then she didn't qualify for the CDS.
Apparently not.
No. So
but then
now,
she said they was missing some other people's names, like down. I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. Somebody should have been here with her. And I feel
it's
bad.
Okay, Miss Jennifer. Now let me give you an update on Mr. Jeff.
Okay.
So now on Mr. Jeff, we called and we put a whole new pre-screen in, meaning that because now it's time, you have to wait when they get denied services. There's a waiting period for you to reapply, and do the whole thing over. So he was within in that waiting period. So we called, we did a whole new pre-screen, but I prep him for the call, and he's telling the state that he don't know what agency, he don't know what he wants, and I keep telling them you need to have this stuff written in front of you so you could just read it verbatim to the state and know exactly what you're saying, because you could get tripped up. You understand what I'm saying? So we concluded the pre-screen, but I completed it online because the call dropped while he was telling the state that he don't know what agency he's going with. If he don't know what agency he's going with, then why am I going through hoops and barrels? I'm the agency.
Right.
I'm Deluxe Home Care.
Kathy was the one that was set in stone with it. And, and she's the one that honestly, I don't know how it went wrong with her. She had a bad morning this morning. I knew I felt wrong when I left here, but I had to, or I would not get this other job, but I really was going to be here. But it's just, I don't even know what to do from this point on, because now she's saying she doesn't want anybody in here if I can't be here for her.
Yeah, she doesn't want no one there. But we can't even send anyone in there, even if she was approved for the in-home program, because we don't do in-home. We only do CDS. So then I asked Jeff, do you want to keep on Jennifer? Because if you keep on Jennifer, then at least Jennifer will be in the home doing, being an attendant to the both of you.
Right.
And he said no. That he wants the agency to staff him. So, again, that's something that you guys got to work out, at the house level.
Yeah, I Kathy's my aunt. That's Jeff's loose cannon. I can't speak on him, but it was with Kathy that I was working for.
Right.
So this turned into a shit show, and it should not have. I don't know what the hell happened.
What happens sometimes is that we get easily frustrated. Like I told Miss Catherine, stop hanging up the phone on me. I'm trying to explain things for you. And she just keeps hanging up the phone. And, nobody's going to be able to communicate if you hanging up the phone and not listening.
We're saying to her and Jeff both.
Yeah.
That's not
Right. That's not the way that you handle things. You just don't hang up the phone, because then you're not letting me explain to you what's the next step or how we could fix it while we still had time. So let's wait to see what the assessor gives her. If they do give her home care agencies the in-home program, that's going to be completely up to her if she's going to accept the help from somebody, because apparently she, right. Right. So then if she denies the services, they'll just close out the request, and then they'll just not send anyone to her. And then with Jeff, if he does get accepted into the CDS program, you know, you can still be in the home performing the active duties under Jeff if that's something that you still want to do. So, you understand?
So Kathy's out. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I don't know, because I don't know. The notes are not in the system yet. The assessor that visited her, I'm just going off based on what she's telling us. So I cannot concrete tell you whether she was approved or not on what program, because the notes are not in the system yet. They just completed the assessment today.
If he says she has memory issues, if she was to go to the doctor, because first off, you have to be tested for Alzheimer's and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
And what did they tell her?
She couldn't remember the numbers in the order that he gave them to her, so therefore she had memory care issues.
Yeah, once they determine that, it's a messed up game, because now they're finding the seniors incompetent. They're finding them, you know, without any type of coherency, and that red flag.
Go to a doctor and be tested for that, though, and I don't know, this is just messed up. So I figure, like, if they're saying she's got onset of dementia, shouldn't she have to go to the doctor and be tested for that? I don't see how he's qualified to say that she's got that.
Well, because the assessment is a series of questions that they ask. So based on the questions, it spits down, it generates like a number based on how she answers the question. So the number determines the eligibility and the program choice if she answered them correctly. Because one, the assessment is looking for, is it a real life person? Are they real life disabilities? And a coherency level. She needs to be coherent enough to be able to maintain a conversation without getting frustrated, obviously, right? Because she needs to be able to tell you, Jennifer, right? She needs to be able to tell you, Jennifer, hey, Jennifer, I need this done today. Hey, Jennifer, I need this done. Hey, Jennifer, run errands for me. Hey, Jennifer, give me this, give me that. If she's not able to maintain a communication without her getting frustrated, that shows that there's an issue.
And she is with me. That's the problem. She is with me, but other people, she's not. You know what I mean? That's so, like, I deal with her. I've known her my whole life. I deal with her easier than other people, I guess. She doesn't do well with other people. She just doesn't. So
Because she feels
here.
Comfortable with you. It could be, you know, yes. She feels very comfortable and she trusts you, you know? So, and I don't blame her. Today is we have a wicked world. Like, we can't really be trusting people. But, like I said, we're going to be following up. Let's see what the state ultimately gives her. And then you guys will decide, you know, if you're going to continue with that. And then as far as Mr. Jeff is concerned, he needs to be able to choose CDS with Deluxe in order for me to send him someone. Because if he says, I don't know what agency and I don't care who you send, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I'm not even going to speak on Jeff, because it's not going to be me. I can tell you right now.
No, he's somebody.
I can send someone from our agency, but he has to choose the CDS program. Because if not, what's going to happen is that Miss Catherine is going to be dealing with tons of people coming in and out of her house that she don't trust. Because if he picks the agency model, guess what's going to happen? They're going to send a stranger to the home.
Right.
So Catherine needs to tell him and write it down that he needs to choose CDS with Deluxe.
Okay. And CDS, you'll be able to find him somebody to come in
here? Yes. Mm-hmm. Through the CDS program, I can staff him. Yes. And I can staff her too. It just cannot be you with her. If they determine that she has memory problems. But let's wait, because they might not. They might be like, she's still coherent enough to make her own decisions, you know?
Well, they told her that it wouldn't be me that could come here and help take care of her. So I don't know what happened, but it's been crazy.
No, the state didn't. They did right now. They said that I wouldn't be able to treat nobody. The state, they said the government or the state or something.
They don't even have, they can't even process half of what was said. So
another thing, you see what I'm saying, Jennifer? And it's not, it's seniors and disabilities. They work for Medicaid. program that they're funding. Yeah, they need, like, I kept trying to explain to them, break it down. They heard the state, that she hung up on me. Then I call her back. She hung up on me. It's hard to communicate like that.
No, I know. I understand. I should have been here. I should have put this thing that I had to see, because I'm going to work for a very nice nursing home as well. You know, so I'm trying to juggle both these because I'm staying here with Kathy, because she does have to have somebody here. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
And anybody, she does, you know, me and her, I can handle her. Let's just put it where it's at. I can handle her.
Yeah. What we can do ultimately, because we're going to be clearing you for work anyway, is that if Jeff does get approved and or Catherine, we'll put it through. If she gets approved through CDS, obviously we're going to send it to you. If Jeff gets approved through the CDS also, I'm going to put you to work in the house, but we're also going to get someone else to do the things that he don't want you doing.
Okay.
So all we'll make it work. All right.
All right. So listen, maybe it's just best if we talk to each other and I talk to them.
Yeah, but the thing is that when they're going to want to speak to them. It's to them that they want to talk to. They don't want to talk to anyone else but them.
I should have been here today. Something told me I needed to be here, and I didn't, so.
It's okay, Jennifer. We've done our best, okay? Let's just hope that everything works out with Jeff and her. You know, hopefully they gave it to her, you know?
Right.
So can you write down my information so that they can have it like pinned to the refrigerator or something, so that when Jeff's successor comes, he gives them the same information and not something different?
Absolutely. Hold on 1 second. I do apologize. I know this is a shit show. I do apologize. And I do thank you for your time and your patience and efforts. Okay. All right, ready whenever you are, honey. Ma'am? Are you there?
It's Deluxe Home Care, DELUXE.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
And the agency's phone number is 314-501-2508. And my name is Jasmine. That's all they need. And write down CDS. CDS is short for Consumer Direct Support. That's the program that allows them to hire a friend, family, or trusted loved one.
Okay.
That's it. All they need. All right?
Got it. Thank you,
all right, Jennifer. You take care. Call me if you need me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Uh-huh, bye-bye.